The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we thank you tonight. We give praise to you. We appreciate for all the help we have received, to the blessings that has come from you to us. Thank you for your commitment and investment on this old house, on this community, and in all your people, your children everywhere that look up to you through the supply in this house. Thank you. Thank you today for we're going to be helped further. We're going to be strengthened more by grace. You know, we're going to assess more of the things that are kept in you, secrets. Thank you for grace that will advance to us by this ministration. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, after we've moved according to the mystery of the Father and God, it's beautiful for us to turn back and look at Christ very well. And I think that is the message we have enjoyed, to see Christ more clearly than we have seen Him before. And that is actually the way that God wants it. I actually believe that this series of what we have had in the past months should bat a book. I believe that. Because we have not really taught it this way before. We have not. Yes, we have not really taught it this way before. I know many years ago we were on Christ for a long time. But not in this way. So I believe what we have now is enough or good for documentation. To put things together on the journey. Because print has a way of, it's easier to go on print more than tapes. You hardly going to go back to tapes of 5 years ago, because you have enough tape to listen to now. But you can easily pick book. It's the pick book. And this is a very, very vital document that we should have with us. With us, that we go through nearly once in 3 months. Because the foundation is important. It must be there. Because you can be in the everlasting world and not keep the foundation very well again. You can leave your first love. And that's what Jesus was rebuking the church at Ephesus for. You have left your first love. So, until you inherit eternal life, you can live it. You can live it. It's until you are crowned with life that you can say it's yours forever. So it's the place where we have to keep looking at every time to ensure that foundation is kept strong, intact, that nothing tampers with it. In even combating some spirits in the everlasting world, those combat or contact with those spirits can make you begin to lose interest, commitment to the first love. So, remember where they are falling, Casey? These are churches of the living God. Are you with me in the house, please? And do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee. And quickly, I will remove their candlesticks. So they are candlestick churches. There are churches that have entered the holiest. So I now remember that Jesus said, "So when you enter the holiest, you can still be cast out. Yeah, you can offend there. If he's giving warning and you don't do the makeup of what he's talking about, he will cast you out of it." So, are we in the house together, please? Say amen.
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
So it means that we have to allow wisdom to help us to capture all the territory we have captured must not be lost. It's that you capture them for keep. And one of the ways to capture them for keep is to always have remembrance of it. Like Peter said, he will always want to keep you in the stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. And as long as he's in the body, he will not stop doing that. Yeah, I think it means as long as I am in this tabernacle. So he was not even saying it for the last time. As long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir up your, and by putting you in remembrance, stir you up. By putting, so remembrance, so if he wants to do it for the church, now it means that we can do it for ourselves. And because I know that we're going to move from where we are, I know that. Because the actual destination is the servant of the little book. That's the actual destination. That's the ultimate destination. It's servants of the little book. They are the true or the highest servants. And that's where we are going. Amen. Are we in the house, please?
Yes, sir.
So, because of accuracy, that's what they return us back. To put things in proper perspective so that we can have good foundation for the things that are to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Christ's mystery, because that is the one that actually has that is the very seed. Actually, it's one mystery as it really were. It's one mystery. That has three faces. It's one mystery. It's mystery of God and of the Father. Is it not? Eh? And of Christ. It's the mystery of God and of the Father. It's like the name, in the name of the Father and of the Son. Is that what it says? But let's go to Matthew 28. It's in the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the Holy Ghost, his name. In the name. Not in the names. In the name. So it's actually one mystery. But the issue is that if you assess the mystery of Christ and you don't beat the finishing, you won't know there's another ministry. You won't know that there's the ministry to continue. Because all the compartment of the mystery is veiled. You want to enter in the temple structure, if you leave the outer court, you just know there's something there. You don't know what is there. If you're in the outer court, you know there's a structure there. We don't know what happens there. And you can finish sacrificing all of that in the outer court and go away. And you have come to the tabernacle. But you have not really begun what the tabernacle is meant for. So it's when you have access to the veil beyond the outer court, you now know that there's entirely another place here with another ministry and instrument of service is already changed and the ministers are already changed. And some of these ministers, that's all they do in their life, or that's what they know in their life. They know something there exists, but they don't know what is there. Except Aaron. That has what is beyond the sanctuary. Are you with me, please?
Yes,
but it's only one tabernacle. So that's why you know that the problem with Israel, let's see that place in Isaiah 52. Isaiah 52. Or we look at Isaiah 51. 51 of Isaiah. Okay, 52. Let's see 52. Verse 5. Now therefore, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to whole, saith the Lord, and my name. And my name continually, every day is blasphemed. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Can you see that? Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am He. So, it's the name of the Father that Christ is bearing. So, say amen. So, it is the Father, it's in that Father's name that He bear that Christ. That's why His name still remains Jesus Christ. Fully, when He bears the whole of that revelation, it's still Jesus Christ. To know that Christ is essentially in that name. So, like you can see in the epistle, the Christ may mean the first face of righteousness. And Christ may mean the Son of God, full Son of God. So that name is the name He bore. Not just the Christ as it were. So Christ is just like the, I'm going to call it like the enveloping name. God gave Him a name above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every name, at the name which He finally bore, which is the name of His Father, or the name of His God. Are you in the house?
Yes, sir.
So what do you call it? You call it, I am He. I am. And the name from Old Testament has been I am. He told Moses, I am that I am. I am. And Jesus said, I am He. I am. So it's the same name, I am. Well, that name, have faces of revelation or unveiling before the His ultimate revelation. Say amen.
Amen.
Okay, so that Christ word is very essential if you're going to understand the Father and God. You need to really understand that Christ part of it. Are we in the house together?
Yes, sir.
So we've been looking at that Christ is love, because that is the revelation of the Father. That's the word of that. The word of that mystery is love. That's who they are. God is love. The Father is love, and Christ is love. So that is what the name is. The name is love. And so we're saying that every child of God, from what we're reading in Ephesians, is it Ephesians 5? Ephesians 5. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us. So, if you are followers of God as dear children, then you will be in their world. What's their world? The world of love. That's who they are. So if you are as their children, as a child of love, their children are children that God loves, or the children of God's love. The children that God loves and the children of God's love. Are you hearing my language? The children that God loves and the children of God's love. Children who are progenited from the love of God, they will normally walk in love. So if we are their children, it should be normal to walk in love. As Christ also has loved us and has given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. for a sweet smelling savour. That was sweet smelling savour. Already is an expression of offering. Offering. So when you see God as an high priest, let's see God as an high priest. Like I was saying, priesthood is an office. It's an office. And when you say he's an high priest over something, a priesthood is over a house or it's over a ministry. Are you in the house, please? If there's no ministry, if there's nothing to serve, there's nothing a priest is doing. Priest is officiated. It's something to give and receive. So there must be something to offer. So every high priest must have something to offer. When I say something, it's talking about there's a definite gift. Are you in the house with me, please? That should be for every high priest, chapter 5 of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 1. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for many things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. So, you can't talk about an high priest or priesthood if there are no gifts and sacrifices. There must be something he is officiating over. As well, when you have the high priest, what is it to give? It's to give the life of the law. There's a law that was given that should give life. And it's so officiated over that law to ensure that that law fulfills its essence. Or else it can be given and it's not received. Are you in the house with me? So there must be something that... So because after the tabernacle was established, they have to put into operation the Levitical priesthood. God has to speak to Moses about Aaron and his sons, who have things to do with the priesthood. You know, before they gave them the tabernacle, there was the first tabernacle called the Tabernacle of Congregation. Hello? We have read past that place. So, and that is that tabernacle, no priest officiated. It's only Moses. That is the one Moses used before they gave them the design of the tabernacle, which is for the people. So this congregation, the people stay away. They only look at Moses from a distance. And Moses go in and out, hear God's word, and comes out, come and tell them what God is saying. They can't participate in it. It's a high tabernacle. Say amen. And in any way, it is true that in Moses' election, he has priesthood inside of him. That's why he can go in. So he doesn't need blood. So he already has a sacrifice and gift. Where is that sacrifice and gift? In his body. And God raised Moses for those 40 years. They have erected in him a priesthood. But in this priesthood, there's no way you can bring children there. It's only for him. So they have to. Amen. So we're saying here, so you can see that place, Exodus 3:8, and it came to pass when Moses went out onto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. They can't follow him. You finish all the transaction there, all he will bring back is words. God promised for Israel is to raise them. So he has to bring forth a tabernacle that can come, so they can be comers. So they are all children of Israel can come in there. Say amen. Amen. And so you have to take one of them who has infirmities like them to be the high priest of that system. Moses is too high to be a high priest of that system. So you have to take him. I'm among men. So Moses is not an ordinary man. So you can understand why Satan will want to get his body. Satan does not go for the body of Aaron. It's the body of Moses. You know, Moses is one of the holies. So all those people, the way God raised them is unusual. You can see the way Elisha came. Elijah, the way he came from nowhere. Nobody knew his name, nobody knew his address. The Tishbite, that's all about that man, the Tishbite. Elijah. What's the name of his father? Or his mother? From nowhere. So those people are not, they are not usual human beings. Say, hey, man. And that's everything about them is unusual. So the two of them have to appear with Jesus on the mount. These are three unusual human beings. Say, hey, man. Are we together in the house? So I'm just trying to say that. So every high priest must have something to offer. He must have. Every high priest. Eight. For every high priest, let's go to eight. That eight. Yeah. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. So you can understand that. So the priestly office is an office of love. I think you know that. Love is an office of love. For God to put up a system that can make heaven come to men, it's a lot of love. That's why those who are in that priest, it's a must that they must be people of compassion. They must be able to have compassion on the ignorant and to those who are out of the way. Can you see that? Who can have compassion? So that he himself is also compassed with infirmity. So it's an office of love. Say amen. Our office is say amen. So, because it has to do with giving of life. You know, the law itself is a life. Everywhere the life is given, love is shared. What did I say? Everywhere life is given, love is shared. So, where there's life, then love is expressed. So, the instrument of love is what they have to give. Which is sacrifices, which are gifts and sacrifice. So when Melchizedek met Abraham, what did he give to Abraham? Bread and wine, which is gift and sacrifice. The bread is gift, the wine is sacrifice, is blood. So you can see. To say that whatever is going on in the life of Abraham is not just a man living on the earth here. It's a transaction of priesthood. Whatever Abraham has become, something's in operation there. Say amen. And so they have to send Melchizedek to him as the priest of the Most High God. Who blessed him? What is? Who blessed his work? Who blessed... Who say that what I've been doing is in line with the promise? Say amen. Amen. Going for Lot, all of that is in line. Conquering kings and holding on to the possession of heaven and earth is in line. So he blessed Abraham. He said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. Possessor, are you here? Of what? Of heaven and earth. So Abraham of the most high God is the possessor of the heaven and earth. And because God has blessed Abraham to become what he became, to be able to go forth. It's not mere for a man to lead 300 soldiers to go after nations. So definitely it's not just. But Abraham was not spending his strength. It was the strength of the Most High God. Say amen. That will make 318 go after five nations, five kings. If at all, each of the nations has 20,000 soldiers, that's the least they can have. Then 20,000 soldiers times five, that's 100,000 soldiers against 318. So you can see it's not human strength that achieved that. They have become an army of the Lord, right? So it looks close to Gideon 300 against 30,000. So it means that Abraham has been in a walk. That walk is what brought in that power. The power that you can see expressed. So conquering the kings, all of that, is conquering because Abraham at those point has the choice to let Lot suffer. He has the choice to do that. Going against those kings is hazard of life. So it was a kind of death. Because Abraham led them to that battle. He didn't send stranger. He didn't send someone there. He led 318. I'm only saying that. So when Melchizedek showed up, it was an approver that it has been a priestly walk that Abraham has been following to where he is. And that God has approved that of Abraham to open him to the next phase. Say amen. I'm saying that life is involved and love is also involved. So you can see in the place we read there, in that chapter 8, let's read again, that chapter 8. Let's just go little by little. So now of the things which we have spoken, this is the psalm. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. So he's ordained to offer gifts. If he doesn't have gifts and sacrifice, there's no priesthood. That is what makes him. He must have something. For if it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also. Can you see? Also means that. That is the way. If he's a priest, if this man truly, who is that man he's talking about? Christ. This man, Christ, is a must. It's of necessity that he has somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. So he actually came to offer gift after another order, right? After another order of life, which is called according to the power of an endless life. So he's made a priest over that. Say amen. Amen. Now, we're not going too high into this. I'm only saying that for every priesthood must have ministry and officiation. And the officiation is centered around there must be necessity. There must of necessity be somewhat to offer. Is that one clear to us? To that place, is it clear? So let's see that Ephesians 5. So, walk in love, verse 2, as Christ also loved us and has given himself and us an offering. That place we read in Hebrews says he must have gifts and sacrifices. Abby? Yes. Giving himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. So what Jesus gave, was also offering and sacrifices. Are you doing the house, please? What did he give? He gave himself. So when he say he gave himself as an offering and sacrifice, he gave himself for the priestly walk. That is why it's not possible to walk in love of God if there's no priesthood. If there's no priesthood, there's no way to administer the things of God's love. Because nobody has ever seen God. When you say, let's walk in love of Jesus Christ now, you are still hearing English. Yes, the things that makes that love, we don't have access. If you don't have access to it, It's still like trying to imagine how to walk in love, huh? Because how did Christ walk? It said we should walk in love as Christ walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for an offering. He gave himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God. So we can't give ourselves also if we don't assess what make him to be able to give himself. God gave us himself. So himself is both offering and sacrifice. Himself. Are you there today? What did I say? Himself is what? So when I say he gave himself, what did he give? What is himself? Offering and sacrifice, which is called gifts and sacrifice. I don't know if you get that place. So when I say, except you eat my body, my flesh, and you drink my blood, you have no life in you. He's taking you. That's the gift. The gift of a priest is his body. The gift of a priest is this body. So that body's gift. That body's. So when he broke bread and gave them bread, I said, eat. What was he doing? He was giving them gift. God gift is his body. But we know the gift he also actually gave his life. So, love is a kind of life. Every love is an expression of a kind of life.
Yes, sir.
Every love is an expression. I don't mean to make this difficult for you. Every love is an expression of life. What did I say, please? When you see dog showing love, it shows love in the dog style. Because we are human, we try to understand his love. Say, hey man, you see him wag his tail, you see he's expressing the love of a dog. So the love of a dog is the expression of the life of a dog. So what God tabernacle in a dog there, he tabernacle in the dog there, a life. Are we in the house together? So the way we jump at you, the way we're wagging his tail, the way we're moving his tongue, that's not the way you express your love. You are the one who tried to do that to him to show that I understand what you are saying. You're happy seeing me, right? See what I'm saying? Hey man, I saw one clip. I don't know if I've seen it. Showing the what is this called? What is this nation that has this culture of dancing and shaking their waist? In that country, there's a country that actually own it. Is there? That is, they are the owner of it. The other nation got it from them. They don't need to have a big hip. It's there. Is their movie? Yes, that is there. To be a woman there is to have that. Go and check it out by yourself. So, now they were doing that on the screen. So a dog was watching it. And was checking. Are you see? When the man put up the screen, he just shouted, what time did you put it up? So he liked that thing, right? Though it's not in their own life, but he likes it. He's copying it. It's not in him, but he he said, "Go shit in your house." Praise God. So he's trying to copy that thing. It doesn't mean that if you stop that screen and do this after, you won't see him doing that. He just got interested that moment, and he can copy it. But it comes make him do it two times. No, he won't do it like that. So it's not in his life. So when they build this tabernacle of the blood and the blood and the body of a dog, they didn't put that thing there. So he can't offer it. Are you with me, please? So now, if we are trying to walk in the love of God, and we're still trying to. We'll be trying to do a lot of mimicking. See what I'm saying now? until we have to have breakthrough into the gifts, or breakthrough into what makes him up, which is what he gives as a priest. Because when he gives himself as a priest, this is the bit, he's giving himself as a priest so that he can give you his life. So if you assess the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, you are going to come to his life. So in doing that, you can walk in his love. You can love as Christ loved. Can you see? Because Christ loved us as God loves us. I don't know if you know what I'm saying now. Say amen. Christ loved us as God loved us. So it was that place we're reading. He was telling the church, as their children, that's where you are going. You are going to love like Christ loved. And when Christ loved us, he gave himself, as an offering and a sacrifice. So before he gave himself as offering sacrifice, he became first an offering. Because it is what you have that you give. Are you with me in the house here, please? And that's why he could come and disqualify the former operation and say, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but the body hast thou prepared me. Wherefore, when he come into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not. Are you with me in the house there? But a body hast thou prepared me. So you can see. So he only gave what he prepared. So the first thing was that he knew that what can take away sin is still going to be offering and sacrifice. That thing that God put in the Old Testament is not ordinary. That it could cover. God cannot stick sin. The blood of animals can cover sin for a whole year. God, whose eye of God, can pick sin anywhere. Yet by sacrifice of what God gave through the Levitical priesthood, the sin can be covered. Under that priesthood, once it is through that priesthood, not just give that animal. No, you must take it through the tabernacle. So once it comes through the tabernacle, it's no more just something, the officiation, the ministry of the priesthood has elevated it from just being a mere animal. That a mere person, if you take it by yourself and offer the animal, it won't fulfill that job. If you can fulfill the job, God will not have to constitute the whole priesthood around it. So you can see that priesthood has elevated that, the life of that sacrifice. To be able to produce what can cover sin. And when sin is covered up, what happened? Blessing come as a sign of God's love towards the people. Say amen. Even the sins are not covered. That's why blessed is the man whose sin is covered, whom the Lord imputed not sin, transgressions. Blessed is that man. You're wondering, where am I coming from today? An issue of this love. But you are patient with me, and you are in line with me. So blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is that man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. So you can see, so that blessedness is love. For God to impute sin to a man is love. This man is not perfect. He's still doing wrong. But it's not accounting sin. Because God doesn't want to account sin on the man. So God gave a man an arrangement that can make him not see the sin. So if anybody now who does not go through that officiation of that priesthood, though God loves you, but he can't express that love to you. But the love is accepting the arrangement he gave for sins to be covered. When you hear a blessing, your transgression is forgiven. Can't just say, I forgive you. No. Because God is holy God. He does not, how does he call himself? The Lord is gracious. The Lord is holy. The Lord long-suffering. Merciful. What is it? Exodus? The Lord God merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Are you there? And that we by no means clear the guilty. Can you see? Forgiving iniquity, yet with no means clear the guilty. So there must be a program we use to forgive iniquity. It's not clearing the guilty, but the arrangement he gave make pardoning the guilty possible through forgiveness of sin. I don't know how to say that. So forgiveness of sin is a work done by God to still extend his love. Though by his nature, he won't care to clear the guilty. But forgiveness of sin already create a platform for God to forgive iniquity. If the devil say, why do you forgive the iniquity? He will say, look at the sacrifice. But you won't clear the guilty. Yes. So why do you clear their guilty? Because of what I provided, which they believed in. Do you understand what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
Say amen. The same thing today for anybody, doesn't matter how much you have been, a sinner has been sinning. One day you just believe in Jesus and his sins are forgiven you. Say that, no, that cannot be true. God will say, go and see the offering of my son on the cross. Now that sacrifice of the cross, when it's a sacrifice of the cross, we still say, okay, Jesus died on the cross, sacrifice. But sacrifice on the cross is the body and the blood.
Yeah.
It's the gift and the offering to Ogbeli. Jesus' death on the cross. That's true. But that death of the cross, the instrument of that death is the body and the blood. That's why anybody's dead on the cross will not do anything. I don't know how to say that. Are you with me in the house today? But the quality of what was offered is a major job that did the job, that took once by one offering, he has perfected forever they that are sanctified. Just once, he put away sin by the offering himself once. Of himself. So there's something about himself. Come and say himself.
Himself.
I can't hear. Come and say better, please.
Himself.
Not just that goats and blood are shed. Himself. Himself. Christ himself. Took away our sin. That language, hell and death can't question it. What about that offering? The same next second, that person says, I'm a child of God, and nobody can question it. And he has right to everything a child of God should have access to. He has right to it. And it's not a religious thing, it's a spiritual thing. What did I say? It's not religious, it's a spiritual thing. That's why today we can present the blood in the spirit, and spirit will acknowledge the blood. We can present the blood against infirmity and sicknesses, and spirit of everything will acknowledge the blood. And that religion can also shed blood, and spirit will not answer the blood. So it's not, blood is not just blood. Blood is the quality of life. And that's why I can account for quality of love. So by the blood of Jesus Christ, we have access to the life of Jesus. But what he's saying to us is that life of Jesus also is supposed to raise in us a body. So we can, the same way God loves. Because really, Christ died because he loved. So God is love. God is love. He sent his son. His son loved. He gave his life. But when God loved and sent his son, it was a loss to God. A sacrifice to God. Someone left their domain. So God sacrificed his only begotten son. He gave his only begotten son. His only begotten son. And since the beginning of the world, he has given him. Since the beginning of the world, that they have chosen man. He has seen the word gone. The word that was gone, it was already gone. Right? Because the word already accepted that he will be that instrument. Just accepting it, there was already a loss. That happened thousands of years after. For them, as he have often suffered since the founding of the world. For since he must often have suffered. since the foundation of the world, but now was in the end. Can you see from foundation to the end of the world? That he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Are you on the page with me? By the, come and say, sacrifice of himself. So himself, listen, himself that was sacrificed was both gift and sacrifice. Let me say it again. Himself that was sacrificed was both gift and sacrifice. That was sacrificed. So himself must first become gift and sacrifice. Himself must become without it yet being offered on the cross. So offering of the on the cross was the giving of himself. Was the giving of the body of the flesh and the blood. Or the giving of the gift and sacrifice. Or the giving of the offering and sacrifice. I've used enough language now. So, okay, that's what to Abraham. When Isaac asked him, see fire, see wood, where's the offering? The Lord shall provide himself. Shall provide himself, that's a lamb for a burnt offering. And burnt offering is a kind of sacrifice. It's a kind. Burnt offering. The Lord himself. So what he raised in his son is another himself. Another himself in his son. And you know that what God gave to Abraham was sacrifice of love. Because Abraham showed that he loved God. So when God gave himself back, it was love he gave back. To that moment, Isaac became a son of love. Abraham became father of love. Say amen. In that you have been able to, oh, you gave your, what God told him, your only son. That son whom you love. So he was going to offer love. What is love? Body and blood. That was what Isaac was symbolizing for. Say amen. Amen. Because when you kill that child, you burn it. It's called burnt offering. So when God gave himself, God is love. So priesthood is actually a ministry of love. Ministry of love. And somewhere there, I just said, if we don't go through, God had to help Paul to receive this understanding concerning the making of a son. If you don't understand priesthood, you won't know how sons are made. And when you don't know how sons are made, you won't be able to wait on the word of a priest. Be able to wait on the word. Because when he says you will eat my body and eat my flesh, what are you going to be eating? What? Because my body is meat indeed. And my blood is drink indeed. So it's through meat, through drink. And the meat and drink are all ministry of words that comes at a certain vista to us. That you must be able to endure. So you have to understand ministry of priesthood to understand how to wait on words. Oh, so when you talk about understanding, to get understanding of the Son, you must understand the ministry of the priesthood of the Son. Or else, you will be able to abide hearing it. Say amen. Amen. You know, for us to be teaching this one for months now, and a priest is upon us. By reason of man, we'll have left it. Man doesn't have the endurance. If we teach on money now, for example, God money is the life of our world. Anybody who loves you here gives you money, right? So the language of the Gentile world is money. Money. Somebody is talking on the air, was talking about there's nothing, school is meant to destroy us. Every value we need to make to succeed in life, school destroy it. And from what he's saying, is to somebody who's aiming at schooling to get money, it's making sense. But if it's schooling to build attitude, it's not making sense. Because there's a skill you need to get money. It's not the skill you need to build yourself. Because maybe that money is not life. But this generation now see money as life. And all you need to make money in life, I'm telling you, it's not a big deal. Just stay with your mother's making akara. Serve your mama to make akara. You acquire, yes, you ask keys for business. Eh? And what did Mrs. Tinubu tell you, say we should sell? Is it akara? Kulikila akara. And somewhere there, amen, somewhere there we are bullying her, but somewhere there's really speaking. When it comes to school of business is a raw school. It's practical. Those who have the key are those who are handling the tools. Every attitude you need for business is with the karasila. A karasila always do well on it. The mechanic man always do well on it. Are we in the house, please? The risk kid of the business is with them. That's why people put us wrong. Even when they want to make money, they don't go to school. They go and learn it with those who are holding it. Apprenticeship. That's what the money is. But money is not life. That's after they have gotten the money, they will still send their children to school. They will send their wife to school. They know there's something they didn't have. So when you are hearing things online, you must be wise to know where it's coming from. Say, hey man. Are you in the house there? I didn't know that money is a little God. It was not the program of life to start with. What did I say? It's a later God. It was not in the program of life to start with. The reward of God of labor is not money. It was money, man who made it money. It's an invented God. Now we're so used to it that money is the how to value quality of life or quality of services for money. And it's very, very unjust. Some give more, they earn less. Some give little and they earn more. It's an unjust joy. So you can never learn, we can't learn God's righteousness. He said, you can't serve God and mammon. You can't learn God's righteousness by looking at this present world system. Am I in the house with you, please? That's why don't ever want to be happy with your earning. No, no. The real joy is with the Lord. Amen. Say amen. So we're going to still learn in the house there how to make money. I understand, truly, you can go to school and don't know how to make money. I understand it. You know, go to school and pass certificate. And you know, money is passing, you don't know how to trap it down. You're just looking at it. Some of them can't even see it. They can't even see money. They have read too much to know. The course is not in school. When the woman build school, they didn't build that one as part of school. But they don't want you to have it. So we're going to leave school and learn it. Say amen. Amen. Yeah, but it's not life. Money is not life. There's an essence of wisdom is that wisdom giveth life to those who have it. Money cannot give it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if Jesus died and does not become at or attain to the offering and sacrifice, the offering potential cannot deliver God's life. What did I say? Do I need to be sure you are following me? What did I say? If Jesus died on the cross without becoming the offering and sacrifice, then the sacrifice will not have the potential to deliver God's life as promised. So, when he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, that's Hebrews 10, but a body hast thou prepared me, in offerings, in burnt offerings and sacrifices. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said, hi, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me, to do thy will, O God. So there's something he became. To meet up with the will or demand of God. Are you with me, please? For the love of God to be expressed. God has always been loving. God is love. But that love couldn't be manifested. I said, for God so loved. So God has always been loving. But to the degree of that love cannot be possible without having a begotten son. For God so loved the world. Huh? So if he's so loved, then God has always been, has been loving before. But now he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So he was able to raise that only begotten son in Jesus. To meet up with the demand of what can deliver the life. We know the life here is the eternal life, right?
Yes,
sir. That whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And he said further, 17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved by eternal life. That whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So it means that in the full son, is the offering for eternal life. So that's the highest expression of God's love to humanity. That's the highest thing man can get from God. That is the gift that God has to give to man, eternal life. But he needed a son who will have what it takes to trap it in his body and become the offering. Is what you become going to offer. So when you see them pulling those animals towards the temple, it's to be offered. And because they are not willing to offer it, offer themselves, they see them dragging back. Huh? They don't want to go to offering. But Jesus, having become it, willingly offered himself to God. So when Peter was saying to him to die on the cross, it's after my own life here. Jesus said, you are an offense to me. Thou art an offense unto me. For thou savorest not the things that be of God. So what is of God is to, for that to be offered. Say amen.
Amen.
And Jesus, because he has become that love, is the lamp of love, right? He was willing to, he has agreed. So can you see? So it's not that Jesus just said, I agree what you are saying. If the body prepared is in agreement. The body prepared by God is in agreement. So it will be impossible just to disobey that offering that day. Because as he was being raised as an offering and sacrifice. So he became, or he attained. That was why, with all the pain on the cross, he didn't bring out bitterness. He didn't bring out man's own reaction to pain. And he was not leaning on the cross. That's what he became. There is no pain. There's no bitterness in him. That offering is an offering of the first year. It's an offering that is without blemish. It's without spot. So there's no pain. There's nowhere to press there for anger. But he should have put a curse on that other thief. When he was telling the one, you will meet me in paradise, you put a curse on him. He was on him. Hell, I'm finished here. Hell. Hell, I get a lay, hell. If I said the same that man said, he would have met me in paradise. He was willing, he was ready. But you must show you want to leave that place. If you are a man and you have the power to forgive and to all of that, you will meet him in paradise. But he won't get a lay. You know, there's a way you send a child to go and do it, and he didn't do it. And that one did it. Yeah, but sweet. That's sweet. That's sweet. Show the buyer. Show the buyer. Next time I come. And that suit you gave is a kind of love. But love, you know, Lola is by somebody else. Ah! Any yo. Bidi yo yo. You will make a point with everything. If you have not bought a car for a long time, you will not buy a car. In a place where they don't want to buy a car, you will drive it down there, you just roll it up. Just tell your wife, come on, the car. Let's just cruise around. Just cruise around. And you see some of those guys just wind down. How are you? Pelebega. Are you going this way? Let's just force someone to drop you there. It's not love. You are saying something to him. What feel can he? What feel no? What feel no be? What feel eh? Sorry, but shall we? Hallelujah. And that's how our song, some of our song is. Yeah. Bolori de ba be ba o. Amen. Kido shele, igba olori de, is not enough. Igba olori de, o de wa lara won. Is that not enough? Eh, o sha. In the whole world of millions, igba o wa lara won. Yet you are not okay. Maybe the number one, he won the number two. Kilo Shelle. Maybe the man, Coco Jerry Sagbara, the Oluwa. It's not good to watch Jerry. Shoko Dag to watch Jerry. Is there anything wrong for all of us to Jerry? Oh my. So the problem is our building, is our tabernacle. It's our tabernacle. Say hey man. So it's possible from here, it's possible to walk in love as Christ also loved us. Say hey man. But it will be impossible to do that if you don't have access to what Jesus got that made him like that. Say amen. So you understand that in coming to Christ's love, it's clear when you are in the world of Christ's love, when you have accessed Christ's love, you are already in the world view of the Father. Because all about the world view of the Father is on issue of sacrifice and offering. It's about sacrifice and offering. So, it means that before Jesus, so when Jesus was sacrificed, everything he gained or became is what he offered up. We know that he became Christ, right? Huh? He became Christ. He became Christ the Son. He became God. That's how the building was erected. So what he offered on the cross there, say, hey man, we know that what he offered on the cross, he offered his body. He offered his flesh on the cross. I went in the house, please. But you will see that what he offered on the cross there could take away our sinful nature, but cannot, just the death on the cross alone, cannot finish our perfection. He had to move that crosswalk into resurrection and use a sanctuary, heavenly sanctuary, to become a high priest concerning the giving of life. So sin was taken away from our spirit, but the ones on our soul, which is based on thoughts, on causes, cannot be taken like that. So he became high priest, so that having taken away sin from our spirit, he can also have access to souls. Because the issue of soul, you have to take time with souls to open compartments where sins are lodged. That's where hatred is lodged. That's where competition is lodged. That is where slavery is lodged. That's where oppression is lodged. And that's where all those things are lodged, as the life of the soul. He must be able to stay upon the soul now to begin to administer to the soul so that the soul can open up for those things to be taken care of. Say amen. Amen. I went in the house, please. And which he does through his speakings. That's why they will hear the blood of that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. So it's speakings that souls can assess, so that sins can be dealt with in the soul. Hatred, oppression can be dealt with in the soul. Say amen. So let's see the journey. I said that it's actually the father that makes the complete offering, or that raises complete offering. But the father in the Christ world must have begun that job to turn us to offer. To turn us to what can offer offerings of righteousness. I said that the Father job is to turn us complete to become offering. Say amen. He's the one who built the body. A body as thou prepared me. So job of the Father is actually to build, is to help the Son to build him to become an offering. And later sacrifice. That's the job of the Father. But if that work does not start in the sanctuary, are you with me? If that job does not start from the sanctuary, God cannot be sure that the soul will be ready for it. So the Father does not take anyone into his world. What is his world? He doesn't take anybody into the holiest, or take anybody to his kingdom. If it's not sure that you have begun to offer, and that offering starts from the sanctuary. Let me say it again. The ultimate work of the Father is the one that prepares, that pitched the body, or is the builder of the offering. Say amen. Amen. That's the Father. He's the one that built, he's the one that put together the offering that can meet that demand. It's his job. But the Father will not be run over any soul to fulfill that in his kingdom. So, he won't take in any soul to his kingdom who has not received training of offering. So, you can see what happened in Malachi. In Malachi, let's see Malachi. Are you there with me, please? The full body build up of the Son of God is what God is waiting for. It's the offering that God needs. Okay, that can mean the full sacrifice. It's what the Father and God, that's their duty. They are really the one that has the document of that making. That's why he will give himself an offering. He will make himself the lamb of sacrifice. And he's the only one who can raise lamb of sacrifice. Okay? Say amen. But the Father will not start laboring on any soul, any lamb, if he's not sure that he actually has learned offering. So most of the time, once we start learning faith of Christ and we go towards charity, he will come out of the holiest to the sanctuary. What am I saying to them? That it is impossible to perfect love of Christ without the high priestly ministry. What did I say, please? The high priest must come as the Father into the sanctuary. When is the sanctuary sure? The sanctuary, right? What sanctuary? The holy place. It's the holy place. What's the holy place? Christ. That's Christ's full world. He has to come. His job is not in sanctuary. It's in the holiest. That's the high priest. But he can't stay in the holiest just waiting for sons to be perfected. He may not get the quality of what he wants in sons or in Christ. He may not get the kind of life or love or get enough kind of surrendered material. You can see the way Isaac followed Abraham. Sheepishly. That boy can take the man and kill him on the road. And he will run away. But he followed him through the mountain and was asked, a man of food, he was asking him, Father, see wood, see fire, where is the lamp? And the man told him, God will provide himself, and he believed him. So that boy is not, he has a measure of understanding and grace of submission. So if he's not too sure about that, maybe I'm the one. But somewhere there may be catching the glimpse of it. And yet the man laid the wood and laid him. He didn't tie him. He didn't smite him to fall down. That would be unconscious. And quickly tie him. The guy put his hand, all of that. Trusted the father enough that if his father said it, then there's something about God there. Can you pray about these silly girls? You're just saying, they want to mash me now. They want to mash me now. Can you see? They have not trusted a girl for you. They're just saying, go and pray about these silly girls. You know, they want to mash me now. They want to. You are not yet raised. You know what I'm saying? When you are raised, you trust. God's submission is an expression of love. I think you know that. He said, husband, love your wife. Wife, submit your... So the way a wife will love the husband is submit. So submission is the kind of love. So, Isaac was able to trust the father and give himself because he was not resist the father. So also any child in the holiest of all must not resist the father. Can you see that? Now that's why... Because the train of the father there involves scourging and chastening. Chastening is training, it's hard training. So when if you have a child, a son who still doubts his father, he can't do that. You feel the father is trying to destroy him, or you feel that the father does not know how to spend the gift and the blessings that he has got from Christ. When you come from God's world, you are blessed. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Huh? Yes, I want to go to a world of the Father where you will spend your grandeur. Like the other son of the prodigal son. Yes. And he felt, when you come from Christ's world, you are blessed. You are endowed. In Christ's world, you are endowed. You are gifted. When you come into the world of Father, they have to purge you. They have to purge you. And retrain you and redirect you on how to spend those strength. The strength that look at it as if they are material for reigning and shining. They got materials for service, sacrifice. Imagine the Lord has been blessing you with business. It has been just going one way. You buy that. You got that. Wow. And you're dreaming on the next phase. And you know, but the Father receive you and begin to train you on how those things should be ordered. That does not go with your understanding of shining. So that's what it does. It comes to train us so that we can understand his holiness. And he will not receive a son that cannot endure that training. Huh? So he would rather go out himself and prepare that son. Say amen. So many of the things we come to begin to learn in Christ's world later on, you can meet Christ's world and be expressing the ministry of the high priest in terms of teaching you and training you. You are not yet in their world, but somewhere as if you are in their world. So let's see that place in Malachi. Let's see. What I'm saying now should be making sense to you a little bit. Does it? Okay, so behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, say the Lord. Messenger of the covenant, but who may abide the day of his coming? He shall come. Where will he come from? He shall come. And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire. And like fuller's soap. Are you there with me, please? Yes, sir. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, not gold. So what they use in sanctuary is silver. It's in the holiest that they use gold. So it will be refiner as a refiner and purifier of silver. And it shall purify the sons of labor and purge them as gold and silver. And purge them as gold. So it will make them to purify as silver and also move to the gold world and purify them as gold. When they get the gold world, it don't be strange to them. That they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Now, offering in righteousness is the offering of love. It's not a sacrifice of love. They have to learn offering of love. Because every offering is not sacrifice. But every sacrifice is an offering. Let me say it again. It's an offering. So you can have offering and yet not yet sacrifice. But if you have sacrifice, you already have offered. You couldn't have sacrificed without having been offered. So the first thing you learn, there is offering in righteousness. Now, the problem with us is that we try to offer, we don't put emphasis to righteousness. We offer in our righteousness. Let me give you an example. If your wife does something and she apologizes for it, and you forgive or let it go, there's a way you do it with a sense of a boost to the ego. Your ego. Yeah. Like you won a warfare, you won a laurel. I don't know what I'm saying. Yes, sir. So when you say sorry, the suffering is like a worship to you. It's like I'm expecting that you will do that. That's what you should do. There's a way something comes from you. That's what I'm saying. Say amen. Amen. You are not feeling for her compassion for having done wrong and make up for it. Like what I was saying the other time, when you say sorry. Sorry is not something you do when you are jumping. It's a broken heart that says sorry.
Yes, sir.
So when you receive it, when God is forgiving you, for example, God is not saying, that's the way Jesus Christ did forgiveness with compassion. But that woman was already about being stoned. She knows she was wrong and they stoned her. She won't say you did what's wrong.
Yes.
She was broken. But when Jesus said to them, anybody who has not done, committed sin before, she throw the first stone. She knew that somebody would be free among them. But lo, nobody. Jesus said, has anybody condemned you? He said, no, Lord. Said, neither do I. Because Jesus can condemn her. It's without sin. Neither do I. Go and sin no more. So you will see, there was not an air of importance. The highest achievement is that this woman was freed. So also when you see Jesus' ministry of to people like that woman that was bowed down for 18 years. When Jesus saw her compassion. And when the Sabbath did. And Jesus was looking, was there. Pharisees were looking at him. Let's see what we do today. Oh, what table boy? He said, they knew that Jesus cannot withstand seeing her like that and pass. So they knew he would do something. They are also watching him. Jesus did not do anything. He now met them and said, who among you will have his animal sink into a hole on the Sabbath? I will leave it there. they were looking at him. He said, should the daughter of Abraham not be loosed from her infirmity? A daughter of Abraham, should he not be loosed even on the Sabbath? That was actually fear. Compassion. Not with an air of anointing. That most of our Jesus' miracles are out of compassion than demonstrating anointing. And that's why there's no place to come. If not that the gospels were written, you won't see a place when they compile Jesus' miracles. You won't see. Because Jesus was a priest in making. So for a priest, what runs them is not much more, it's compassion. It's how sin will not destroy somebody. It's how somebody will be free from sin. It's how man will access blessing without the cause of sin. Say amen. So you see that love now has gone to from where we think love is. Like Pastor, this one was saying that love is righteousness congealed. So when Jesus Christ told that woman, go and sin no more, that's expression of I love.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. So you can show up in judgment. You can show up in acquittals. You can show up in kindness. You can show up in various ways. That if you don't have eyes of understanding, you will know that this is love expressed. That's why your love, charity cannot just be an expression of the human kind of kindness. Human kind of, like mama was saying, just try to buy clothes every year. It may not be. It may be an expression and it may not be. So if I give a member not to be born and I have no charity, I am nothing. Because I don't have a building righteousness. I have not learned offering in righteousness. That is, so a body is not, but it's not yet, a body is not yet an offering. So it can't offer. So you get bodily born, yet I have no charity. So my body has not been put together. My body has not been raised. So the job of the high priest is to come now to the sanctuary. If you say purify, it means that they already have an offering of silver. But yet, it's not pure enough. It still has dross. It still has dross. They can't offer in the righteousness expected. And that's where many of us are. Yes. We are Christ men and we're trying. So, when Peter said, sin, you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. This is a place of you and the high priest. See. It means that your eyes have been enlightened. Say amen. So, in understanding of all where we say, preaching about two months, you understood it and you have been responding to it. That still does not mean that you can offer the level of this level of offering in righteousness. But as he which hath called you is holy. Are you there? But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So you now know that it is, you need holiness to express love. Before now, it looks as if holiness is looking pious. No. It's looking separate enough. Or looking pure enough. So that what you do can be aroma to God. So that what you offer or what you give. We can give money. Two people can give money and one money is aroma. Say amen. It's aroma. How does things get to aroma sometimes? There's a way Paul used the word redounding to glory. There's a way one thing you do can bounce on 2-3 people's response of thanksgiving to God. Somebody's supposed to give this person money to help him. He doesn't have enough. He also is looking for something to give. But when he saw you have a need, he felt like helping. Somebody else came and did something to you that moved back to that person. You say thank you. That was a person who said thank you. How did you know he doesn't have enough? He was trying to help you. Sometimes one action can make thanks back to heaven. I don't know if I'm saying that. And you, me that maybe gave that money to you, I may not know. I'm just responding to the demand of the Spirit. When you have moved that word over time, there's a way your actions redound. Your actions make things get back to heaven. Ten people are responding to heaven on the matter. And they can leak all of them to you. Without you trying to say, I did it for you. 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 To answer that is a level of purification of soul. To respond to obedience at that level. Paul was referring to something in 2 Corinthians. Yeah, this 4. Let's see this 4. We have in the same spirit of faith. I got that it's written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up. That raises those he who built the Lord Jesus. He who put together the Lord Jesus. Shall also put us together and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through many thanksgiving redound to the glory of God. And that place says, let's go back to 9. Now, we're talking about the experience of this service. 9:11. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. He called it unspeakable gift. Let's see. For the administration of this service, what's the service? Paul had to take offering for the church in Judea. Amen. Nobody sent Paul. And I'm sure that church did not know that he was doing that. Paul went to all the church of the Gentiles to raise money. There was famine in Judea. That's why something that happened with our brethren in the north should have been a place to pick coins if we are responding well enough. Yeah. For the administration of the service, not only supply the want of the saints, but it's abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. Thanksgiving, so all kinds of different responses to God. Why? By the experience of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection to the gospel of Christ. And for your, can you see, not only for one thing, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. And by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gifts. So Peter was saying, seeing that you have purified your soul in obeying the truth. So, this is a channel of love for the brethren. That channel of love for the brethren is what they open up to now to opportunities for purification. Why the churches, remember, Macedonia Church was also part of this church here that gave. Are you in the hospital? Now, Macedonia Church was also poor. Also poor, that ordinarily speaking, you feel like you won't help that church in Macedonia. When they heard it, they told Paul, we must be part of this system. Ordinarily for Paul, it will just exempt them. And exempting them will be acceptable. That's the way, also in deep poverty. But they begged Paul and said, Paul, we must be part of this blessing. And because of their zeal, Paul had to give in and say, okay, I'm not expecting much from you. They first gave themselves. If there's need for us to go and do some slavery work, let's do it to the rest of the world. They gave themselves, and now they gave. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the church of Macedonia. How that in great trial of affliction, are you there with me today? That's why, in the world we are in now, excuses is a pack of lies. You should be looking for opportunity to do righteousness. Eh? Opportunity. So we're looking for only four people. Four people. Only four people. God can help me. I can be there. I can support. Oh, mama needs help there. Three people. We don't need three. 5 weeks. That is the way your heart should be responding. Every chance you have for righteousness. That means that you are gradually knocking on the door of entrances. I have told you, love in the word of the Son of Christ is service. You don't say, when I have money, I will know I love people. No. Money is your least way to show it. It's your least way to show it. It's enthusiastic to want to be in the fellowship and participate. Have I finished that place? Let's go there and finish it. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty. How do you mix those things together? No, how do you combine it together? Abundance of joy and deep poverty. Why you don't get money for 1 week? It is so on your face. Well, the weather no good. You can't meet 10 people and 7 of them will not feel the breath. That you are under financial strain. Watch out for Boso. Where do I die? I cannot be too bad. Well, I saw 10 times in a day. So, all those things you are saying is from your body. Yeah. They are the product of your building. So it's not yet an offering. Yeah. So you need to be purified to make it an offering that can serve righteousness. Not serve your selfish desire or serve the present world dictates of how life looks like. I say joy. Deep their joy. Abundance of their joy. Why will Paul put this together? Deep poverty. Abundant unto the riches of their liberality. The verse itself is it doesn't make sense. It's a journey of language. You are wondering what you can make 3 verses in this place independently. Abundance of their joy in the great trial of affliction. That's one Wahala somewhere there. The abundance of their joy. That's nothing there. And deep, everything is just like, what is adjective for what? Oxymoron. And Paul was expressing a state. It's not a grammarian person. It's a state. And their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, They were willing of them. Come on, say willing.
Willing.
I can't hear you. Come on, say willing.
Willing.
Now they say willing. You see sacrifices, offerings in the scriptures, Testament. The first of all, the demand for offering is willingness. If any man be willing and obedient, you can be obedient, you're not willing. You are forced to obey, but you're not willing. That does not still make your body the offering, an offering that can be righteousness. Let's go back there to the power. I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. They were talking more about it among themselves than when Paul is there. Paul is not the one who is catalyzing their thoughts, no. Their heart, verse 4, praying us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord. So they offered themselves to the Lord. So this church in Macedonia, you know Macedonia, that's why you have Philippi and Thessalonia. That area called Macedonia, that's why you have Philippi and Thessalonia. And church did well in those two places. Church did well. Church was big in Corinthian, in Corinth. The church did well in Philippi. Man, and Thessalonia. It's in Philippi that Paul also said concerning them, they pegged Paul. They supported Paul over and over again. That's in Philippians. We quoted verse 4 and 19. In 18, so go to 18. But I have all and abound, I am full. I have received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. Was it an odor of a sweet smell? Offering. Offering. That's odor of a sweet smell. A sacrifice acceptable to God. Well pleasing to God. It's not just the material, it's where it came from. But my God will not give you back what you sent to me. Because where you came from, it's not what you sent to me. It was an offering. That was where you sent from me. But my God shall supply all your need. What's all their need? To be made complete offering and sacrifice. Yes. They're in acceptable where they still need to move to perfect. I beseech you by the message of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Can you see that thing? That's the least service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect. Paul was saying, man, God shall supply all your need in the realm of perfection. You will be able to offer to God perfect offering. So love is measured in offering and sacrifices. What I say? Love is measured offering and sacrifices. So you can't get to sacrifice acceptable if you have not offered. So the first thing we learn is offering the righteousness. What you have to offer, I have to offer it in righteousness. It's what you have to offer. I think in the place in scriptures, was it when they were about to be in tabernacle? Or so, that God said to Moses to take offering. Is it not? Yeah. And in that place he gave standard for the offering. It must be a willing offering. So it's not a place where they say, go and pack all in your house. No. They have given specification of what is going to be needed for the building of the tabernacle. 25. Exodus 25:2. We have read through that place now. Huh? Okay. That's why it's good to read scriptures. When we are preaching and we're reading it, it's not the first time you are reading it. And I'm very sure that God is going to give you strength to go through Leviticus. Levitical. That's what priesthood is. Levitical. Levitical. No bus engine will cool there. Your engine will be alive through that place. Benny on Levitimanku. I'm a Levi. Oh! You'll be reading offerings. All kind of offering. Meat offering. Peace offering. Wave offering. They have to teach you all manner of offering. Offering of peace. To keep peace in the offering in people. Peace. That's why you know that you must not win argument. You must make peace. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. This is not a sacrifice, an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly. Come on, say willingly.
Willingly.
With his heart. With his heart, you shall take my offering. If it's not coming willingly with his heart, don't take it. So how will Moses know? That's part of being a priest. By the house of God. Because they already have the gold they needed. They already know the number of kind of tester they needed. You can't just say, if they need 36 carat gold, you can't come with 24 carat gold. It must be on according to specification. And you know that what they use to erect the tabernacle are high expensive materials. The cutting alone,
6 inches.
6 inches. It was like they make two cubits, like that one, and seal three together. It is six, two, thick one like that one, two, that made 12 inches. And the colors are specified. So that when you see that thing, it's as thick as this, that veil. No wind can blow it. Nothing they blow anything. Oh, would you know? So the thing is that, amen. So if it's a carat gold, it is that carat gold you must give. But it's offering of those who are willing. So you know that this one actually wants to be part of that project. There's willingness in their heart because where sin dwells is in our will. Disobedience is in our will. They need to use that will. Will. We need to use will very well. I like that thing called will. W-I-L-L-L. And will. W-H-E-E-L. When the thing is a wheel, and it's a driver, if you don't use the wheel easily, it will gather rust. When the wheel must be used often with oil, or else it will stiffen. So our wheel is like that. Our wheel must be used over and over in righteousness. That's why you don't count how many righteousness you have done. You are just a servant to righteousness. You're just serving it. You're just doing righteousness by reason of commitment. Why? Because the same will has done too many unrighteousness before. He has done plenty. In doing good, he will do unrighteousness. See what I'm saying? Like what I'm saying, in doing good, in helping somebody, lifting somebody by car, it will still have unrighteousness to it. When you bring that air of superiority, it has stained the offering. It don't stain them, it don't spoil them. Somebody left his child in your house, take of your child in your house, and you are helping that child, you are taking of that child, but with a spite on the parents. So there's something a Gentile does. He must leave his stain. Signature. Say amen. Not until the Lord began to open our eyes to some of these things, we don't even know anything's wrong. We don't know anything's wrong. We just feel we are doing very well. So it is high priest that comes to shed light into hidden matters. Something like hidden matters. He has to dash it. So in purifying silver, can you see, that purification is higher light. You have to bring a light level from the holiest to start shining it upon. So you can see more. What you would not normally see. Amen. So, it must be willing offering. So, offering as prescription. It is a man that a man must first of all be willing. Speak on every man. Give it willingly. That's the next verse. And this is the offering which he shall take of them. Gold. He gave it. Gold, silver, brass. There are clear specifications about it. And purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat hair. Ram skin, dyed red, all of that, gave it like that. That is what they have to offer. Not substitute. And that one is in 35, right? 35, 5. Exodus 35, 5. Thank you very much. Amen. Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it. An offering of the Lord. Gold and silver and brass and purple. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. So it's not everybody who can meet up with this requirement. And everyone whom his spirit made willing. Whom his spirit made willing. They brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all his service and for the holy garment. So, what I'm just saying is that righteousness must teach our heart to be willing. You must not be forced. People must not force you. You must get to a point where you don't be forced. I went in the house, please. Somebody must not pull you. If they pull you, you're not yet willing. If they have to talk here to give you a tithe, you're not yet willing. Yes. Anytime they didn't talk about it, 2 months, you won't give it. Until somebody says, you need to give your tithe. We give that to this church. That one will carry you for 1 month. You give again. You break again. Okay. You are not yet using your will program. Now, we're not having anything here. Somebody can come here. Come here and raise offering to buy a car of 10 million. There could be 10 million in this church that you are saying. And you won't sit on anybody's face. You know what I'm saying now? They also have the skill to put this on your and to make, they don't wait on your willingness. They pull you. That by yourself you will run that home. Even on your freezer you get, you bring it. So I don't have money, but you can sell this freezer. I don't sell that kind of freezer. I know they sell freezer. Say amen. Amen. But just because you have been charged, you just want to be part of it by all means. Yeah, the same thing has been going on for months. No willingness. In this place now, but it don't say, and send priest, go and preach to them and tell them. No. 29, let's start 29 there. say amen. And the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of works, which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. Nobody pushed them. They only did just announce it. So what am I saying? You must get to a point where, by listening of the way you program doctrine and thoughts, you don't need to be charged. Because you know what willingness is doing to you. It's programming you for offering. And then you can, it's after you have offered for a time of, and they can prove that you can offer in righteousness. They're not introduced to sacrifice. As I say, gather together my saints who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. That's Psalm 50. Gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. So there's a place offering gets to that enact covenant for sacrifice. It means that you can give blood now. They have approved flesh. Say amen. Amen. Now you can give blood. Sometimes when you see some scriptures in the Bible, it will look so small. So how can you think that we're talking about Ephesians chapter 5? Are you blessed today?
Yes, sir. Tremendous.
Be ye therefore followers of God. So how do you follow God? It means that you will be concerned about the building of your frame. The building of your frame, of your thought. The building of your thought concerning righteousness. Now, there's a way you look at every instance of life matters and you judge it by righteousness. Your righteousness sense is what you use to discern thoughts. And that's the way you sit down and think, you just think naturally. Amen. Each time you need to think righteousness, you have to engage it consciously. You just normally sit down and just think freely. Okay, I went here, pele. Just your mind just go freely. It's not under a demand to ensure that it's guided by righteousness. I don't know if you're something now.
Yes,
now, what they expect us to move into is a sphere. Say, put off the old man.
Yes, sir.
And his deed.
Yes, sir.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Yes, sir.
So it means that you start wearing a new thinking pattern or thinking cap. So no thought passes through your mind without the cap responding. So the cap is the filter. Nothing just passed through that just does it by itself. You have put on because you have your mind has been renewed with righteousness demand of God. Say amen.
Amen.
That is the reason. If you don't have that, the priest, high priest will not come. You must have learned righteousness. You must have been purified to an extent as silver. Only that you are not yet pure enough. So you have been using righteousness taught. All that mommy said today, mama said today, you have been serving righteousness. Say amen.
Amen.
You have been obeying righteousness. You have been trying to do what every righteousness demand that comes to you. But it's not yet on every instance of matter. There are still hours that goes through your mind and you're just being yourself. But a time comes in that process that you gather the mind of Christ. Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you in all of that, you gather the mind of Christ and you put it on as a new mindset.
Amen.
So when things are happening, it goes through that, everything is through that sieve. Everything. everything they are greeting you is going through that sieve. That's how you know what to say on every matter. That you not be thinking about it. Just that, just the way you answer, you talk with people, generally speaking, through that sieve, after out of use over time, you know you have what to say in righteousness. And to be in line with the will of God. Say amen.
Amen.
Are we in the house, please?
Yes, sir.
Put on, can you see? Because you have put off, put off. You put off because you are renewed, and then you put on the mind of Christ, or put on the new man. The new man is the thought that's not from here. Amen.
Amen.
It's the thought that's not, it's not a pre-thought of men. It's a thought that came fresh. Fresh thought. There's fresh thought about every matter. You ever seen before? And you say, I'm going to go and say that there. As you are going and going and going, and that thought is in course that you cannot see what you want to go and say. So if you're following righteousness, that was happened to you many times. As you are saying it and finishing like that one, in the next 5 seconds, a thought just comes. You can't say it like that one. This is the way to say it. Or sometimes you just say, on this, don't say anything on this matter. So it means that before now, your thinking cap was not used. So that reaction came on you, and you reacted like a man, you know? Without filter in. As we're going, it will reproduce itself again through the filter. Filter will say, no, you can't do that here. So it means that the time will come in which you don't have to go away to discover what is the mind of the Lord. Because the thinking cap is always there on every matter. So as it were, it's like we have the mind of Christ. That's use. So all things you are doing now is offering. It's offering. It's after you have done that for a long time that you put the mind on sacrifice. So you do things that is contrary to your game. And you speak truth to your own heart. You will swear to your heart. You'll be touching blood. When you swear to your own heart, you are touching blood. What am I saying to that? That is the season. We are around that corner of that season. Now, without that, I tell you, the high priest will not come and take through. Yeah. Because every children, it takes him to him, there must be children who are willing to offer in righteousness. In fact, they have moved a little bit into the world of sacrifice. Because he's going to train further on sacrifice. Say amen.
Amen.
Are you in the house, please?
Yes, sir.
So when you look at those two guys, prayer song, when that one came back, and they roll out music, party. The other one went away sorrowful. It doesn't mean that he doesn't want that guy to come back. But he didn't feel he deserved that much. But for the father, to whom much is given, much to him, most of the time, comes much love. Mm. Anyone who's forgiven much loves more. Mm. See, you know what I'm saying? That's why sometimes you see, why is God after drug addicts? Mm. Why is he after criminal? Why is he after someone who has done very, some people are morally good, he won't come to them. Now, bad saw, that will go to house to house. Eh? You know, like Esau, and Jacob be like, what's about God about those things? God means that all of us are bad. But you see, when you love the one who feels disqualified, He doesn't deserve the same love. He doesn't generate the same love back. And God wants love response. God is love, and he wants children that will respond in love. So when God reached out to those who don't deserve it, it's the way they generate a heart of love. Well, so let's give thanks now. Let's give thanks to God here. Those who feel they are bad people, they don't want to give thanks more. Father, thank you. Ah, thank you. You, a good boy. Father, thank you. Your thanksgiving will not rise. Thank you. Father, thank you. No demon has ever troubled you in life. Your father prayed for you, they covered you, and they have shielded you for many years. But the one that has gone from one trouble to another trouble. Jason, baba. Ah. Oh, my baba. Eh? Oh, baba, oh, yeah. You'll be wondering, is this guy drunk? He's drunk with love. His sins which are much has been forgiven him. God is God of love. He likes love response. And so, anywhere you cannot get love in, he just. So you can look good, but you can't generate love. You can be a fine boy. Love cannot flow from you. You are too plastic. Don't think they touch you. Don't they make you. Everybody's laughing. Why are they laughing? Why are they laughing? What's funny? What's funny? When the music is highest. And because it's a righteous building. It's called self-righteousness. So you could do nothing more. Than, when you sing, Baba, it's only because your boy. So maybe okay, sure. Maybe heaven is just wondering, wow. What an object of love. It's good we saved this guy. I'm saying in school we say let's go and save more like this one. Let's go and save more like this one. Let's go for more so like this one. See player. See player. See joy. See excitement. There is one. Nothing to move on. Praise God. I will bless today. So we must enter into this dominion of love. It's called fervent love. See, you have preferred your soul. In obeying the truth, unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Say amen. Amen. Being born again. So it's clear, it's close to the word of the Father. So all that part there is the word of the Father, the high priest. It's the one that can help us. Is the one that can come to us when you know that we are ready for that. That's why I put that sin. So it needs your own response. And this what a season has come upon you where they want you to think more on what you do. Think more. Use doctrine to think more on righteousness. Just know that it's around the corner. It's the one who's shedding that into your heart to want to think more. It's not as simple as, I'm trying my best. I'm just trying to be. No. He engages your heart, your mind. No football place to your soul and just go out there. No. Somebody will hook it and scrutinize it. Being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Corruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So you need fervent love. Unfeigned love. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you see, what is the driver? Willingness. Willingness. Are you blessed today?
Yes, sir.
Come on, appreciate the Lord today and thank the Lord. Let's thank Him. Let's give the Lord praise. Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him glory and honor. Let's exalt Him. So you can see love now. Love is offering. Love is sacrifices. Love is offering, is sacrifices. And they have to train us. They have to purify us. Our faith, our thoughts, our righteousness has to be purified. Purified. To start offering. To start offering. That's a way of serving. When you are offering, that's a way of serving. You are serving. When you are sacrificing, you are serving. That's the way of serving. That's a way of love. Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you. We give all the praise to you at this time. We appreciate you. We appreciate you because we know we are come to a season of light. Season of life. Season of mercy. Season of great help. Season. A season is over us already to ensure that the love of Christ is perfected. 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 So that we can get to a place in life where nothing can separate us. When nothing can separate, when we are too sure, when we are too sure, we are too used by this, that, nothing, nothing, nothing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, we pray. Many of the things that are demand of God in this of righteousness, that when an ordinary heart hears it, it's weighty. It's weighty. If an ordinary man hears it, it's weighty. But when we have received training, it can be very light. Now you see, when you see men, we see Jesus, see Paul, all of those people obeying God in some areas, you feel like you're wrong on your own. Yet it is grace of God. Paul said, I am all I am by grace. Yes, sir. And that grace is not assumptive grace. It's grace that has wrought inside of him. Yes. It worked on. It's not just, it's by grace. It's by grace. No. Something happened to them through the grace learning that made it light. It's not grievous. He said his commandments are not grievous. And how grievous. But these are things that when men hear as if, hey, 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 but it's not really grievous. The troubles that look like troubles are light and they're not really serious. But not speaking, when we are in ourselves, they look so bogus. And they can really separate us from God. Say amen. But I believe that much grace has been given in this season. I am persuaded. That the people are being strengthened. People are being fortified. People are being ushered into spheres of discovery, spheres of understanding, spheres of awakening, spheres of consciousness. That obeying God will be delightsome. Amen. Thank you, my dear Father. You, Lord, we appreciate you today. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.